Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media.
From the center of the galaxy, this is a Force Center podcast feed. I'm Ken Napsok for another edition of Spotlight Star Wars. Here we are. It's a Labor Day weekend as I record this, and I am just a few hours away of heading down to the Hollywood Bowl to see John Williams in concert, something I have not had the experience of before. I know a lot of my friends have, and it's been downright emotional every time they go. Every time they go. Maude Garrett famously cried. Maude cries at a lot of things, to be fair, but her seeing Williams at the Hollywood Bowl, I believe back in 2014, the Imperial March and the Star Wars theme, it got her. And we played that video in Jedi Alliance. Mark Reilly goes often. He's moved every time. And Christian Harloff. And I'm joining those boys tonight at the time of this recording. So you may have already seen Williams in concert. Have you had that experience? I don't know. Of course, it's not just Star Wars. It's Williams' entire career. Highlights of. Man, look. I'm a giant Indiana Jones fan, just because I don't have an Indiana Jones podcast. Indiana Jones is perhaps, arguably, my favorite character in all of cinema, even over Han Solo. Sacrilegious to maybe to some, but Han Solo, great Indiana Jones, just something extra dashing and swashbuckling about him. So I'm going to be excited to hear anything from the Indiana Jones catalog. There's a lot of other movies, of course. Williams the man, Williams the legend. He's got an entire entire career that we love to celebrate. And he's, what, mid-80s now? So this is a great opportunity for me to go out and see him. I'm excited. And I don't know exactly what he's going to be playing from Star Wars. You know, a lot of people hoping for Rey's theme. And I'm hoping for Rey's theme. And it got me thinking about how one of my first initial reactions to The Force Awakens was, really liked it, a lot of fun. Not some of William's best work. I don't know what happened. I just didn't have a theme that stuck with me. And a lot of people said that. And you know what? And there wasn't a Duel of the Fates. There wasn't an Imperial March. But we've talked about it before. The over time, the music really, really has sunk in. Jedi Steps, the finale, one of my favorite little pieces in Star Wars music. And even the stuff with the First Order and some of the stuff with Ren. When Ren's on screen, if you're just listening to the soundtrack, you know it is. It's just not as memorable or as iconic as the Imperial March, but it's good. But Rey's theme, I think, is now, to many, the standout track from The Force Awakens score. And I am one of those people. Rey's theme is something I'm really looking forward to experiencing live. I'm hoping that he plays that. It fits the character so well. A melancholy, yet hopeful, a little bittersweet tune, but it's sweet. And at the same time, as an undercurrent of greater things to come, I love that theme. And he did such a great job. And as, you know, one would expect. But I feel bad because I, along with many, didn't give Williams enough credit right out of the gate back in December of 2015. Shame on us. Music, of course, is so important and powerful to Star Wars. And that a lot of that can easily be attributed to Mr. Williams. But I think at times we have to give George Lucas credit. More credit. The creator. The mad genius. Because without Lucas deciding that he wanted to go against the grain of the time of the mid to late 70s and play, you know, more popular music or contemporary music. Not that he was going to have, like, the Rolling Stones on Star Wars soundtrack, but it could have been the score itself could have been more of the times. And he decided he wanted to go big classic fanfare, really harken back to those 1930s movies and the serials he wanted. And Williams at the time was the guy to go to. And I think we don't give George enough credit for a lot of things. We like to bash the creator. There's a lot of things in the prequels that made us turn this way. But at the end of the day, George is still George. And it was his decision to go classic score, classic fanfare, big band style. Bring in John Williams. That leads a lot of us Star Wars fans to have these discussions about our favorite music in the Star Wars galaxy. We've always had those kind of discussions. We always will have those kind of discussions. I love talking to people about what moves them differently. Yoda's theme gets more people than others. Yoda's theme might be one of my favorite ones. Leia's theme, the Binary Sunset, the Force theme. The Imperial March is almost an unspoken as the best one, maybe. But you could argue, again, the Force theme. But I gotta say that I love talking to different people about what gets them. Yeah, everyone knows that the Return of the Jedi, lightsaber fight, Luke, Vader, Luke jumping out. The chorus coming up, good stuff. Prequels got some good stuff. Force Awakens, again, Rey's theme. Rogue One will be an interesting challenge because Rogue One, of course, has a different composer with Alexander Desplat, who does a lot of work with Gareth Edwards. He is in, and is he up to the challenge? And you have to be a little nervous as a Star Wars fan going into that when that news is announced. It wasn't surprising. Williams, like I said, mid-80s now. At some point, he's got to step aside. At some point, he passes the baton, passes the torch to someone else. And Desplat's got a resume that's impressive. And it's, again, someone's got to take up the mantle. When the big quarterback retires, someone's got to snap that, take those snaps down the line. But then we were all nervous. But then coming out of these Rogue One teasers, the standout, arguably, other than maybe the look of the movie and just exciting to see new things and familiar things at the same time in a new way, it's got to be the music. Everyone consistently talks about the music so far that we've heard in both Rogue One teaser trailers. And that's exciting. That's exciting that the legacy of Star Wars music, number one, is treated with such respect by the people who make them still, the new generation, but it will continue to go on. I'm excited. I'm sure I will have a lot more to report on once I go see John Williams tonight at the Hollywood Bowl. It's going to be fun.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Going to be fun. Speaking of fun, oh my, the new Rogue One toys are coming out. The new Rogue One toys are starting to hit the shelves, and it is exciting. A lot of excitement today for me, huh? I'm having an exciting day. Yay! A lot of excitement in some of the new Rogue One toys and how they're rolling them out for people to see with the videos, the little they did the stop motion animation with the figures, and then they're gonna let fans try them, and it's cool, it's fun, it's creating a lot of things. But I'm seeing a lot of the new figures. I'm looking at the Hot Toys Death Trooper that's going to come out. Those Death Troopers, man, they look fierce. They look great. I wasn't... The idea of the Death Trooper, I didn't gravitate to it immediately because it's coming at a weird time because, again, we didn't see these in New Hope, so there's going to be a reason. Again, I always go to the thing. Lucas didn't know what he was creating. He didn't know the big world he was creating in 1975 to 77 when he put that stuff out. He didn't know that Death Troopers were needed to be lurking around. Just looking at these guys, looking at these toys coming out of the Death Troopers. I love these designs, man. And what I like, too, it's got the Stormtrooper's got extra gear on. which was something we saw in Force Awakens that I liked a lot, too, where the stormtroopers had extra ammo, extra gear, extra equipment, something out of the norm. Death troopers look good. The new Krennic pop, all the Jyn Erso figures. It seems like we're going to have plenty of those available. This is and they're starting to come out, and I'm wary of spoilers, like everybody. I'm definitely wary of spoilers. I don't want to click on a toy article and be, oh, there's the end of the movie. I'm definitely it's not as it's different than Force Awakens again. The Rogue One is entirely different than Force Awakens, but Force Friday, all those big things, and it was like the first new batch that we were getting. So we're kind of like it's almost old hat now with Rogue One. We're experienced new Star Wars fans. How they handle the reveal of these figures and what they keep back. You know, it was interesting, of course, when the Force Awakens figures. And all the memorabilia started hitting at this time last year. All of us, I remember talking about it here, we're like, hey, there's no Luke stuff yet. He's not on the poster. That doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything. They're just holding stuff back. They're holding the third act of toys back. And that was, that was in itself a bit of a spoiler for the movie. If we had just slowed down enough to pay attention. So what is the Rogue One toy rollout telling us that we're not picking up on now? The description of the book Catalyst, Rogue One Catalyst, which James Luceno was writing, came out. I don't want to go into it if you're not too familiar with it. You don't want to be spoiled. It does tie in some plot points that I think we're going to see in Rogue One. But interesting in that it seems that the book will mostly take place in the Clone War era. It talks about the Republic and Separatists and all that kind of stuff, and is exciting, and something we could have seen coming. Because, again, the Death Star, the first plans and the first reveal of the Death Star is, of course, in everyone's favorite movie, Attack of the Clones. Pogo the Lesser has it. Dooku has it. He's getting it to Sidious. So, by the end of Sith, the framework's already built. How did it take 19 years to go from framework to complete a Death Star? Rogue One will probably answer that. Maybe the book Catalyst will answer that. I think there's going to be answers. Who knows? The first Death Star may have actually been the third Death Star, and Death Star 2 may have been the fourth Death Star. We don't know what happened. We're going to get that whole story. A lot of it seems to be riding on Krennic and the relationship between Krennic and Jyn Erso's father. A lot of interesting stuff there. Rogue One, the countdown, it's more than begun. You can feel it. Can you feel it? Going to hashtag Spotlight Star Wars on this little mini episode today. It's just me checking in. I want to thank you last week for the big response on the episode in which I recapped the Carrie Fisher panel and my experiences up there on stage for Wizard World in Chicago to meet Princess Leia. You guys were really warm in your reception for that episode, and I appreciate that. Just checking in this week. And Quantum Multiverse, our friend Quantum Multiverse, Darren, has a great question. At hashtag Spotlight Star Wars, was the Max Rebo band aboard Jabba's sail barge, and did they make it off before it was destroyed? He needs to know. Get some exclamation points there. All caps letters. I'm not looking. I'm not going to check right now. I could go to canon parts of Wikipedia or something to find this out. I'm just spitballing here, and you guys can help me there. I would love to think that at least Max Rebo, I know Droopy McCool and Cy Snoodles, I'm big fans of those two, but at least Max Rebo, I'd like to think that maybe he got out of there. Maybe went on, kind of corrected his life a little bit, stopped playing music for Scoundrels and Scum and Hive and Villainy, and maybe went to Coruscant and got himself a legit gig, man, playing some tunes in a downtown bar or something like that. Maybe he survived. I don't know how. It doesn't seem possible. And perhaps we're all talking about needing a Han Solo funeral. But perhaps maybe it was a funeral for Max Rebo that we've all lacked all this time. Again, I don't want to take anything away from Droopy McCool. Definitely Cy Snoodles. But you get the sense that Cy Snoodles lived a life. She had some experiences, tragic nonetheless, that she may have gone on the sail barge, but she lived a full life. Guys like Max Rebo and Droopy McCool, theirs is a life of out of the spotlight. Yeah, it was the Max Rebo Band, but everyone knew that Snoodles was the top draw in that. So I would like to think that Max Rebo at least could survive. But I think we all know the answer. And the answer is, rest in peace, Max Rebo. Maybe we'll figure it out. One of my favorite parts of Life Dead is, of course, the interlude in which the Rancor Keeper gets his due. And you get to pick up on a lot of things about what happens post-Jabba in just those short pages there in the interlude. So maybe Max Rebo can pop up. Maybe we get a comic run of Max Rebo. I don't know. I'm talking crazy. Talking crazy here on Spotlight Star Wars. Guys, I actually got to go. I actually have to meet Mark Ellis of Schmoes. No, we got to head to the Hollywood Bowl. We're pre-gaming a little bit there. So I got to pack up. I got to pick what Star Wars shirt to wear. Right? It's a thing. You got to do it. I got to do it. We all got to pick what Star Wars shirts to wear. And then I got to go geek up and get ready to experience the music. We've talked about it before about the music, but I do want to know from you guys, and you can use hashtag Spotlight Star Wars, what are the little moments in the Star Wars scores that get you? Let's have that conversation. I've shared mine. I've shared ruminations from Revenge of the Sith. Duel of Fates, I love, I do. I love that Ewok song. I actually do. What do you like? And is there any themes you want in Rogue One, or do you want it to be kind of fresh? Sure, we might get the Imperial March, though we didn't get it in New Hope. Don't forget that. It was new for Empire Strikes Back. So maybe Williams keeps in tune with that, and that the Imperial March doesn't exist in the galaxy at all, even though no one else is hearing the music. Which is another thing. Is it as epic and scary when Darth Vader walks into a room and the Imperial March isn't playing in real life? Is it as menacing? I don't know. I'd hate to see a silent Star Wars version. I love the throne room. There's that YouTube video that went around a while ago about the throne room without the music. That's pretty funny. If you haven't looked it up, do so. A lot of awkward coughs. No one really knowing what's going on. Not as epic. So I got to wonder the same thing with Vader. He walks in. I'm off track. Go to hashtag Spotlight Star Wars. Tell me your favorite music moments. The tiny little things. Not the songs. Not the big themes. Little moments. The little cues in the movies that add that extra layer and level. And also, while we're on it, since I'm excited about it, talk about those Rogue One toys. Talk about them. What are you looking forward to in the new batch of Rogue One toys? What are you going to save up to buy? We'll read them out next week. And if you have questions about the fate of Max Rebo, or you have any theories, this is important. If you have any theories on why Max Rebo, or how and why Max Rebo could have survived Jabba's sail barge and what he would have gone on to do, let me know. Hashtag Spotlight Star Wars. Follow me on Twitter at Ken Knapsack. Follow us at Force Center Pod. Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. You guys know the drill. We are on Podomatic and Stitcher as well. I gotta go to the Hollywood Bowl. Hope you guys all have a great day. Until next time, may that forcing kind of sort of always remain around you.